again, it's GANJA, dictating an attritional extra-diagnostic evaluation. Patient's name is Scott Wenner, Mark, W-E-N-N-E-R-M-A-R-K, first name S-C-O-T-T, middle initial A, date of birth is 08-13-1968. Date of evaluation is January 23, 2013. Referring physician is Fairfax Family Practice. In the paragraph, the patient is a 44Y/O gentleman who presents for electrodiagnostic evaluation of numbness and paresthesias involving the anterior aspect of his right knee with proximal and distal extension, period. He has had a history of LBP, which is under control, which has not been a major problem over the recent months, period. The patient's symptoms are exacerbated when he kneels, period. He also has some numbness involving the left knee after arthroscopic surgery, caused by damage to a branch of the saphenous nerve, according to his orthopedic surgeon, period. His past medical history is otherwise reportedly unremarkable, period. Social history, he does not abuse tobacco or alcohol, period. New paragraph. He has no known drug allergies, period, new paragraph. Family history is non-contributory, period. The review of cardiac, pulmonary, gastrointestinal, and urologic systems were negative, period. New paragraph on physical exam, affects were appropriate, period. Gait was non-antalgic, period. DTR apostrophe S were reactive and symmetrical, period. Long tract signs were negative bilaterally, period. Thoracolumbar flexion as well as maneuvers resulting in foraminal encroachment did not result in radicular symptoms, period. Sciatic and femoral tension signs were negative bilaterally, period. No gross motor weakness or focal muscle atrophy was detected, period. No coordination deficits were present, period. No clinical evidence of distal pulses were full, period. No edema or clinical evidence of vasomotor instability was detected, period. New paragraph. Nerve conduction studies. Right peroneal nerve distal motor latency was normal at 4.4 ms with an amplitude of 5 mv, period. Nerve conduction velocity was 44 m/s from distal fibular head to the ankle, period. No drop in amplitude or conduction velocity was detected across the fibular head. New paragraph. Right tibial nerve distal motor latency was normal at 5.9 ms with an amplitude of 8.9 mv, period. Nerve conduction velocity was 56 m/s from the popliteal fossa to the ankle, period. Peroneal and tibial nerve, F as in Frank, wave latencies were within normal limits, period. No conduction block was detected with 10 consecutive stimulation of each nerve, period. New paragraph. Right, sural nerve distal sensory latency was normal at 3.9 ms with an amplitude of 12 mcv. New paragraph. Electromyography was performed on the RLE period. The following muscles were tested: colon, rectus femoris, comma, vastus medialis, comma, vastus lateralis, comma, adductor longus, comma, tibialis anterior, comma, extensor digitorum longus, and gastric menius, period. This is a sampling of segmental innervation, L2 to S1 inclusive, period. New paragraph. Insertional activity was within normal limits in all samples tested, period. No fibrillations or positive sharp waves were detected, period. New paragraph. Recruitment frequency and intervals were within normal limits in all samples tested, period. New paragraph. Motor unit analysis did not reveal a significant increase in polyphasic motor unit potentials in any of the myotomes, period. New paragraph impression, there is no electrodiagnostic evidence of peripheral nerve entrapment, comma, generalized polyneuropathy or radiculopathy. Just for this report, please type under my name, diplomat, comma, American Board of Electrodiagnostic Medicine, and the dictation. Thank you.